Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Love is Blind After the Altar recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
And to be clear, this is season four. We're finally done with season four. This is it. And, you know, we watched this. Okay, I'll be honest. Tara watched it first, right? And it's like, there's not a whole lot here. We're like, all right, well, let's not even bother. And then, thanks to you, the prayer warriors, you asked and you asked and you asked. And then between IG DMs, between posts on other videos, and here we are. Before we get ready for season five, let's go ahead and put a bow tie, Terrell, on season four with this After the Altar with our golden goblets.
Yes.
Cheers. Cheers. We never cheers at the start of the episode, but we're going to do it because and it's the end of season four.
Yeah, we got our Love is Blind golden goblets, but you'll see a lot of as we talk about these shows. So cheers.
And what we're going to do, we're going to cover the entire After the Altar three episode. And let's start off with our favorite couple from day one, Tiffany and Brett. You know, they moved from Seattle and moved to Portland because Tiffany moved up there where Brett was. And big adjustment for Tiffany because she can no longer run by the water.
Okay. I don't know if she does a lot of running, but
Stop it.
I'm just Tiffany saying.
Tiffany looks good.
She does. I'm just saying she doesn't look like a runner. But
she's the finest one on this entire show right now.
Right now? Yes.
You're such an ass.
Out of the five, yes. But so I'm curious what she's doing professionally because she was in my industry. She was in recruiting at Amazon when she started the show. Mm-hmm. And Amazon had big layoffs. So I don't know if she was impacted by that. My gut tells me she probably was.
Right.
So I'm just wondering what she's doing. I'm curious. But I expected these two to be happy. I think they are a perfect match.
Yes.
For each other. I mean, if you think about what this experiment is all about, should be the poster child for Love is Blind going forward because they're just perfect. I knew they were going to be happy. Mm-hmm. I can see how Brett is so much happier. Tiffany is happy, smiling from ear to ear. I just think they have good chemistry. So looking forward to seeing them continue on that path. If they were to divorce, I think that would totally break up the whole Love is Blind social internet.
They are Love is Blind, and even to the point that they're at another level of comfort right now, where he's personally picking the food out of her teeth.
It's a lot of love. That's a lot. Would you do something like that?
So, next couple. That they were hanging out with Marshall and this new woman that we found out about on social media, Dr. Shay Barnes, who I believe, and you tell me if you agree, Marshall, great upgrade, my brother. Great upgrade. Don't look back.
Well, I think it's an upgrade from a personality standpoint. Mm-hmm. As well as intellect, you know, because Jackie didn't have either of those two. But Jackie's beautiful. But I think she seems
Shay looks even better than Jackie, though.
Right. Shay's beautiful, too. But I just think that her personality and what she brings makes Marshall better and stronger, where Jackie doesn't. Right. And so I think that he did really upgrade. He has a good quality person. And she's someone that she seems like she can handle and deal with. The fact that he's kind of in the limelight, because he still kind of is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His social media took off. He's still kind of in the limelight of this. I've seen him do some commercials, you know, so she seems to be, you know, pretty well grounded and keeping him that way. So I'm happy that Marshall's happy because I think we all felt that he deserved it.
And I like the fact that she's still keeping, while she's been out there, she still keeps a low profile. So I let myself be seen, but I'm still good. I still got a profession to go do.
Right.
So, and you can see Marshall is there because Marshall's like, look, I can see myself spending the rest of my life with Shay. You better, Marshall. You better. There's somebody else waiting if you don't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope them. I wish them well. You know, I think it seems like a better fit for Marshall mm-hmm. and what he's about. So, you know, we didn't get a chance to interact with her a whole lot.
Right.
And not like in person, but just in general. I mean, she was yeah. brought out, but you didn't really get a lot mm-hmm. of camera time with her. But I think that's smart on her part because she has a career. This isn't her thing. Okay, I don't mm-hmm. mind. Y'all can show me a little bit, but this I'm not the focus.
And the little bit they showed, her personality showed there, and it showed fun, good. All right, you know what? Like you said, way to go, Marshall. Good upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, good job, man.
All right, so next up, Bliss and Zach, a.k.a. the Goitowskis. Let me get that right. Heading to that annoying doctor for allergy shots for Zach and the fur babies. Because that, tell me, that doctor annoyed me when he first got on the screen. I know he annoyed you.
Well, I was just annoyed in general because at first I'm thinking like everyone else thought, oh, they're trying to, you know, have babies. And, you know, maybe they're doing, you know, in vitro or something. Yeah, I didn't know
Zach's
what
getting in vitro shots.
And it wound up being Zach's getting allergy shots because of her cats, which I'm just like, okay. I find that interesting.
A cat so, and dog, because she had one cat, one dog. Yeah.
But he's allergic to the cat, I believe. The dog he's fine with. I think it's the cat. So here's my thing. I don't like cats. Not a cat fan whatsoever.
Oh, here we
go. I couldn't see myself being that much in love that I would get allergy shots so I could be around someone's cat that I don't like. Like I don't like cats. I don't engage with them. If they come up to me, I might be, oh yeah,
that's
hey.
Your problem,
but other than that, I'm not messing with you. A dog comes up to me, totally different. I'll go, yeah, oh, look at you.
Yeah, you tongue them down. I know. Yeah.
No.
You and Rich Eisen do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Don't tongue them down, but I love dogs, but there's no way in the world, like when I was on dating apps and all that, if I saw you had a cat, swipe left. I wouldn't even try because I know I am not going to like the cat thing. So.
Oh my God. Well, the dog was back and the dog is sleeping in the bed with them. Nasty.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Dogs don't sleep in my bed. Nope.
Well, we saw them meet up with the other couple that they've been hanging out with quite a bit, Chelsea and Kwame, a.k.a. the Appias. And it seems like they're all pretty tight, man. Sleeping, sharing beds, sharing hotel rooms. You know, the guys hanging over the bed, almost holding hands together. Like, what the hell's going on here, man? Is this couple swap?
Yeah. So Chelsea and Kwame. So here's the nice thing about the editing that Love is Blind does, because you'd have thought they were really rocky going up to the decision, right? But they really are fully in love with each other.
Yeah.
And they seem to be doing great. Her family seems to embrace Kwame.
Yes.
His family has embraced her.
Yes.
She met his mom. Mm-hmm. So it's like everything is great, but I think they really made it seem like there was a lot more tension than what there probably really was.
There was a little bit with the mother, but I love when Chelsea told about the note that she gave to Kwame's mom. And then from that moment, she's like, after that day, after I left her with that note, that handwritten letter, and just told her, hey, here's how I feel about your son and why, and thank you for your son. She said the relationship just changed almost instantly. And so you're right. It's good to see them all interact. You saw, you know, Kwame's sister, who is like Chelsea's sister now, and, you know, his brother, Morris Chestnut, when they came over for that whole thing. I like the story that Kwame told. Like, she's like, hey, Kwame, would you share with my family the story about you eating jollof rice for the first time? And I was like, I thought it was pretty cool the way that, you know, it was a good story, though, in that space.
It was. I still don't really know what jollof rice is.
So, oh my God, do we have to take you to another festival? It's jollof rice. And you'll hear a lot of African countries say, who has the best jollof rice? Jollof rice is just rice. It's a certain style rice in Africa. It's the way it's cooked.
Okay. I've never had it.
Oh, we got to get you next time you're in Houston. Go by, and I'm sure you got to have some African restaurants in Austin, right?
Austin?
All that culture in Austin, there's got to be some African influence there somewhere.
I'm sure there probably is. I just don't, you know, I don't wake up going, man, I'm craving African food. I just don't think about it. I just like, I want ribs. I want a steak. I don't think about.
I want a cow, country.
Yeah, where country it's from. I'm just like, I want this. You know, so, but now I will put it on my list to find.
Yes, please do.
Some type of African. So would a Caribbean restaurant have the same thing?
No, because it's African. Just like, got it. You know, so, yeah.
Got
it's
it.
Like, just like you won't go to a Caribbean restaurant for tacos. You may find them there, but that's not what you're going there for.
They don't have jerk tacos?
Oh, I'm sure some people do. Just like the Rasta pasta. Everybody got a little bit of that now.
Yeah.
Here's the thing I like that Kwame had to say, though. When they did that 1 year anniversary dinner, all the three couples that got married, I like when Kwame mm-hmm. said, the person for you is the person you can be your authentic self with. When he said it, I was like, oh, here we go with this 2020 something authentic self. And then he goes, you know, that means being as weird as you want to be around them and they still love you for it. And I was like, there you go.
Well, it's not like he said something that was just like,
it
mind blown.
It was
mind blown. But I mean, I think we all know that. Yeah. We all know. I get tired of hearing this authentic self crap. I get tired of hearing it. It's annoying. It's just, someone be my authentic self. Just say, look, you want people to appreciate the fact that you're an asshole. That's all it is. Don't try to say it's my authentic self. No, whatever your issue is, mm-hmm. you're just hoping somebody likes you in spite of your issue.
Right.
You know, but don't make it sound being my authentic self. No, being your authentic self means you're an asshole. Sometimes you got to change.
Facts.
Yeah.
Speaking of assholes, so Micah. Apparently she's still friends with Paul's mom, Liz. And, you know, they meet up, they're having a good time. And Liz tells Micah that Paul is actually talking to somebody, which is kind of tough for Micah because she says she hasn't moved on yet. Really?
That's a Micah problem.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, I think it is because Paul told her what's mm-hmm. up. And then remember when they broke up mm-hmm. on the show, then he went out to Arizona to go see her.
Yeah.
Seemed like everything was good. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, yeah, I'm done.
Right.
And so he's like, cool. But they've been just friends because they went through this experience together. And I think you go through this experience, it's going to bond you as a group.
Yeah.
In general. And you're probably in the same group chats, whatever else. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's going to happen. But I think Micah was still hung up on Paul. Paul's moved on.
But because later Paul is cooking with his mom and they're talking about Micah and you know, let's just say how hard it is to still move on. And he's talking about how it's hard to love someone and still move on with life. Right. The thing, though, as he tells that story again about when he went to Arizona to see her, one of the things he talks about is the fact that it was shortly after that she says, hey, you know, we should stop dating and revisit it when we're in the same place again.
Mm-hmm.
Which, to Paul's point, and I totally agree with him, because all that's telling me is, and he said this at the reunion, she wanted to date other people. Because that's all you're telling me if you're telling me like, yo, let's just stop dating right now. And if we ever end up in the same place together again, then let's start dating again. No, this is not an on again, off again, push, pause. This is not a podcast where you can come back and listen to it later and pick up right where you left off. That's not life. That's not dating, right? So mm-hmm. when she finally moved back to Seattle, he's like, nah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
You made your choice. Yes, I'm still going to talk to you because I still have feelings for you, but that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at him.
And notice that no one asked Paul about the Vanessa Lachey drama from the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Just left that out. Because I was wondering if Nick and Vanessa were going to come out at some point
mm-hmm.
and be like, hey, guys, and maybe Vanessa and Paul could have a, you know, mea culpa and just kind of squash it.
Yeah.
But left it alone. I thought that was interesting, too. But right. I think Paul, and I think it's editing that they made it sound like that conversation he's having with his mom,
mm-hmm.
like he still has feelings for Micah. I think they totally edited that because I don't think he does.
I think he has feelings for her in the sense of I care about her as a person, but right. this is never going to be a relationship, which is why it was weird. And it's funny that you say that because especially using the weird part, it really is weird that his mom was like, well, you know, maybe if you go back and make begging goes a long way. And he's like, what am I begging for? Her dumb ass is the one that broke up with me in the first place. She should be begging.
I think the mom just clicked with her. And so the mom just really wants it to work out, which that's weird. I don't want my mom to hang out with someone that I used to date. That's why I don't let many people meet my mom, because I don't want y'all to be BFFs.
Right.
If we don't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, and the track record I had from 18 to 45.
Well, look, this is exactly why Micah is still hanging out with a hating ass friend, Shelby, and even more hating ass friend, Irina, from the pods, because that's who she's hanging with. And Paul's like, look, I got a new girl. Here's what I'm doing. But other favorite villain from the show, or villains, Jackie and Josh. Jackie wanted to be known. She loves Josh's cauliflower broccoli ears. Never heard him called broccoli ears before, but whatever, if that's what she likes.
They are a weird couple to watch, because Josh, to me, there's just something about him that I don't care for him too much. I don't really care for Jackie either, but it's the way that he talks to her and all that stuff. Like, if Jackie was my sister, it would annoy me the way he interacts with her.
She's not my sister and it annoys me. I know exactly what you're talking about. They're playful, but it's like grade school playful. Like, he just, like, popping the bottle when they're in his new space. And he's like, I was going to point it at you. I'm like, whoa. It's just it's very aggressive. And that's that grade school push you down because I like you shit. You know what I mean? He doesn't open doors for her. He does nothing nice to her. And then he's out here wearing her pearls.
Well, whatever reason, you know, maybe he wants to be an AKA. I don't know. But still, I'm just not a fan. And again, this is why we say Marshall really upgraded, because I think just from a career, life in general, Jackie seems like she's just now moving out, getting her first apartment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that seems where her mind is at. And same as Josh. You know, just, I hope they work out. I don't wish ill will on them, but I just don't care for the way that he's treating her. Because my thought is this, is Josh comes across really aggressive. And I feel like guys that can be the abusive types, Starts like this,
yeah.
It starts like this with a little playing and talking stuff, and then eventually, you know.
And I feel the same thing, and that's, I'm not a fan of this. It's been a year for them, great. And maybe they defy the odds and they make it and they're cool, and they're the perfect match for each other, because she's not exactly an angel either, right? But she's also got this a friendship with a bunch of people, Kendra, Monica, and Keisha. She's sitting out with Keisha. We meet Keisha again. And I totally missed this on the reunion, or just completely forgot about it, because it's such an insignificant moment. But apparently Keisha dated, because when she's like, oh, well, I blocked him too. I'm like, why would you block Marshall? Come to find out she dated Marshall after he and Jackie broke up on the show, right? And then they played the clip from the reunion. I'm like, that's right. He did say that. But he said on the reunion that him and Keisha went out on one date. Well, Keisha's like, nah. It was a lot more than that.
I tend to believe my frat brother over
of course Keisha. You do.
Because maybe they might have talked, and she felt it was longer, because
that's
had
exactly
a lot of phone
what
conversations. Right, but I don't think that they went out on all these dates.
They may have gone on one date. They talked a lot, and he said that. We talked, and then we went out on one date. And I think he was like, yeah, this is not going to be it, whatnot. I think she's trying to make it seem like it was a whole lot more. But here's the funny thing. As she's trying to clear this up after saying all that, and she goes, hey, you know, in the real world, I wouldn't have dated your fiance, but, you know, since it all started in the pods, you know, that's the only reason why I did that. Actually, it kind of looked like she went after him in the first place.
Yeah. That's just what you say on TV. I normally wouldn't do this, but... It's the pods.
Exactly.
Pods made me do it.
I will say the one thing I liked about Jackie, we knew with Josh in his spot, you know, his whole aggressive self of, oh no, well, you know, about the stuff moving in and all this, and the playful joking when she says the nutcracker looks like her mustache and all, and I'm like, okay, I get it. But she had some good rules, like, all right, I know this is your place, but no shoes in the house and no outside clothes on the bed.
Well, I thought it was her place, and they were moving in together, but I think she had got the place.
And that's where the confusion was, because I thought it was, because it didn't seem like it was her stuff. He was moved, like there were a couple things of hers, but it wasn't. And she said about when we get our place together, and it was really his stuff though. It wasn't her stuff.
Yeah, so that's why I think they were moving in together. No, they're moving in together into this place. That's what I understood, that they're moving in together. But this whole outside clothes on the bed thing is just poppycock.
Yeah, well, I learned about outside clothes on the bed when I got married, so. This is why I know about this. You know those beams of light?
Yeah. So what happens? Does the comforter start to deteriorate and like acid when the outside clothes touch it? Does it just start to melt? Is that what happens? Does it burn a hole in the mattress? If you come home from work and you sit on the bed in your outside clothes jeans, does it just burn a hole? What happens? Nothing.
No point. Nothing. Hey, you don't want to find out.
All I'm saying is, doesn't matter, but whatever.
We put up our gold cups for the Gold Cup Bowl. The Golden Gobs versus the Pod Squad. Zach is speaking for all NFL players, but he's like, look, man, playing on turf is way more dangerous. We can twist an ankle. We can do this. He's absolutely right. This is what NFL players have been talking about. I'm glad he said it. They left it in there. They tried to make it seem like he was just being overly, and he was. Especially like, well, we don't want anybody to get tackled. Let's only do three people instead of five. I'm like, stop it. Stop it. And he was ready to fight everybody if they tackled Blitz.
It's not like they were going to play hard. It's flag football.
Yes.
Right? They weren't playing hard. You're not like, you're running a 4 second 40.
No.
You know, out there. You're just out there just playing, BSing around.
Hey.
And like Zach doesn't look that athletic. So,
well, he's not.
I was surprised to find Brett really is not athletic. I mean, he's in shape, but he's never played sports. But I think people would automatically think that he played ball.
He's athletic. He just wasn't an athlete. There's a difference.
Right. That's what I said. He's athletic, but he never played sports.
Yeah. Kwame, of course, Mr. Athlete himself, showed up in his soccer shorts and cleats. And like Marshall was like, hey, where the rest of your shorts at? I know they're not athletes. I know this is not a pro game, but they were horrible, man. This was just terrible. I did like the fact that, you know, Marshall threw a touchdown. Kwame's the MVP of the game, especially since, you know, Josh, when he showed up, tried to be, you know, all right, Mr. Rah, rah, let's get this all together. I'm going to do this. Shut up. Sit down. That's why that's why your team lost. So.
Yeah. But, you know, it seemed like they had fun. I was thinking before the whole game, I was thinking that maybe some of the other dramas was going to flow into the game and somebody was going to actually tackle somebody and they're supposed to pull the flag down, something. But, you know, just seemed like just a regular old game of flag football.
And some good conversations. You had Micah and Chelsea having a good convo, you know, okay. Amber and Paul, as Amber's trying to, like, oh, we're both moving to San Diego. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see you there. And he's like, never mind. So we get to the after party. He moved on like we're about to from the Gold Cup Bowl and went to the after party. First thing that stood out to me, Marshall walks in and he's comfortable talking to Josh. But he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm jittery around Jackie. Why? But I'm glad he at least had a conversation with her, right?
He did, but I don't think he needed to. I don't think that there was any closure or anything. That I just think, whatever. He did that because the producers are like, hey,
I'm about to say,
y'all should talk.
And we're good. This was the apology. This after party should have been called the apology party instead of the after party. Because that's what it was. Marshall apologized for pressuring Jackie into a relationship, and then Jackie apologized for making everything messy. She should have done that anyway.
Right.
But if he didn't do it, she wasn't going to do it.
Right, but it didn't matter. Mm-hmm. I don't think he needed it.
Right.
I don't think she needed it. That's why I was just like, I don't see the point. I just would have ignored it, just move on. Who cares? Well, but I think the producers drove that.
Well, something else they drove in another apology that wasn't needed was when Irina pulled Amber aside to apologize for laughing at her when they were in the pod, and then makes an excuse like, well, I didn't even know you were crying.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't see you. I could just barely hear. Just stop it, Arena. And I think Arena's trying to still do damage control because yes. people still hate her guts.
And
you
they
know,
should.
Because she made herself look bad, mm-hmm. you know, on the show. And if I was Amber, I'd have been like, yeah, you can save all that. I really don't need your apology.
And I like the Amber.
No, we don't need to talk.
I like she wasn't buying the excuse. And she's like, no. You knew exactly what was going on. But I hated that she accepted the apology. No.
Yeah.
If I don't believe you and the bullshit you're saying, I'm not going to accept your apology. And Amber, that's where you lost me. I was right there with you and you held her accountable. Like, no, you knew exactly what was happening because you could hear it. You could see it. You were laughing. And then you still accepted the apology.
Right. Well, still. just to me, it wasn't needed. And Amber could have just did without that. But it's fine.
What'd you think of Micah pulling Paul aside to have that conversation?
You know, I think Micah needed that more so than Paul, mm-hmm. you know, because Paul is like, yeah, okay. And she's like, you know, I don't think we shouldn't talk. I need to move on. He's just like, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he cared. I think that was more for Micah, if anything at all. But again, I really feel like these three After the Altar episodes were all unnecessary. We don't need it. There was nothing that we got out of this, right?
Well, I think the thing about this was, okay, people always like, what happened? Well, what's happened? What's going on with them since, right? And in this space, I think had they actually gotten her to say what was happening when they broke up the first time, it would have been better because they're dating. He goes to see her. Then she's like, we need to stop dating. Well, what happened? What happened with the dude or dudes that you were dating that now when you move back to Seattle, you're like, hey, maybe we should. And you're talking to him. This is why she's all in her feels, because she realized those other guys were the same kind of crap she was dealing before. And this is who she wanted. Well, if this is what it is, it's too late now. He's already moved on. Yeah. And like you said, Paul's just like, yeah, whatever. We did get some new information, though.
Yeah.
In this After the Altar, right near the end. Because when they said Monica's coming and all of a sudden Jack is like, we want to leave. And I'm like, what the hell? Who the hell is Monica? And what the hell happened? And come to find out, Monica and Jackie were like best friends in the pod, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't remember seeing this at all. Josh proposed to Monica when they were in the pods. Did you see any of this?
No.
Did I know anything about that? Watching this thing?
Yeah, didn't know anything about that. Which makes me ask, how often has this happened?
It's always
in other episodes that people propose, but they just don't really capture the group. And do those relationships work out?
So here's the thing. I think it was season three. There were a couple people that proposed, but they never made it to the getaway, right? And for whatever reason, they didn't make it. I think those didn't work out, but they ended up in other relationships anyway. Not everybody who proposes actually gets to go on that away trip. This one would have been a good one to take because Monica, Jackie, best friends in the pods. The producers wanted this, right? And they know Jackie and Josh had a thing. That would have been perfect on that little get to know each other, see each other for the first time. Because Jackie, the minute she saw Josh, liked him immediately. Was like, this is the kind of guy I want, right? So it's interesting because I think Monica realized she's engaged to a lunatic when they first met and was like, yeah, nah. This ain't gonna work out, and she may have broken it off before they got to go away, and hence everything's fine until the postings about the fact that there was an engagement. Mm-hmm. Monica wanted to post about it. Jackie and Josh are like, to the point that Josh is even calling her a clout chaser.
But I just don't get why they were that mad. It'd be one thing if she was like spilling tea, right? Josh is like this in bed. Mm-hmm. You know, Josh is whatever. He can't kiss.
He bites ears in bed.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like she wasn't doing anything or saying anything negative about them. Mm-hmm. But why they went that route, again, this is why I think Josh and Jackie are made for each other, because they're mm-hmm. both drama.
Yeah.
And to the way that Josh was so upset and offended by it, and she didn't even say anything bad about you.
It makes me want to go search for the posts, but honestly, I don't care enough to do that. But because the fact that he's calling her a clout chaser, I just want to tell my story. And I'm like, it is hers, so she can tell it. And it's not like if her and Jackie are friends, and of course Jackie's taking her man's side. But I like how Monica correctly identifies Josh as a 6-year-old. Because that's exactly what he is.
I like how she stood up to both of them and was like, hey, look, why don't you get Josh over here? Let's all talk. Yeah. Because this is what adults do.
And she's like, I'm not going to talk to him one-on-one. You need to be here too. I like that.
Right. Yeah, the way she handled it, I'm like, this is how adults handle things. And so kudos to Monica. Again, didn't really know much about her until after the altar, but still.
Jackie walks out. Josh goes out after her. They speak outside. He's like, you ready to go? She's like, yeah. He's like, all right, well, let me go get my mic off. And he walks back inside and has another 15, 20-minute conversation ranting to Chelsea about what happened. This relationship isn't going to last.
Yeah, I still think that was editing, too. I think he was talking to Chelsea before all of that. But I mean, again, the relationship could last because they both like drama. So.
Mm-hmm. Where will we see them next?
Streets.
Well, definitely not on season 5, which is next on our list. So Friday, season 5 begins. And here's what we're going to do. I think the first 4 episodes drop on Friday. So we're going to give you time to absorb all of them slowly. Because Friday evening, we'll drop our recap of episode 1. Then Saturday, we'll do episode 2. Sunday, we'll do episode 3. And Monday, episode 4. And get ready for the next release the following Friday. So over the next month, we've got Love is Blind on the mind and excited about this because something else is popping up. Married at First Sight coming in October. Something else that's popping up. I send it to you. Married at First Sight is casting in Austin. Are you going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do it. Son of a...
I tried.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
I try.
One in the hand is better than two in the bush. Good point. I have one in the hand right now.
Yep.
Why would I go on the First Sight
and see
and hope it's what I have or equal to what I have? Nope.
See, that was a test. You passed.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I mean, it's still early. Who knows? I mean, she.
And there's the Terrell I know.
She tries to make me some chicken and stovetop. We're going to have a conversation.
It's shake and bake, and I help. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts and some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.